Hey, we got Walt Noah back with us this week from Black Duck Outfitters. Walt, thanks for taking a little time with us today.
Glad to be here.
We're going to talk, obviously, a lot about Rhodey and just getting bird dogs in general started for this year. Rhodey's just 3 weeks old right now, and October 9th cannot come soon enough. Super excited, and I kind of got a pretty good feel for the game plan in the beginning here. You know, it's just basic obedience and potty training and that kind of thing, but after that is where I'd like to talk with you today.
Okay.
So we've talked about this several times. When you have a brand new puppy, socialization is huge.
You take that puppy everywhere you can with you, introduce it to people, have as many people carry it around as you can, get it around other dogs. Be careful around other dogs, but you know, try to get it around as many dogs as you can.
And I guess it started out really good because it was born. The litter was born into a family of 5 kids, 2 adults. So they're constantly getting held, and you know what I mean. So that's the good news there. It's getting started that way. Let's talk about the first things you do after basic obedience training.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to work on sit quite a bit.
Correct.
Maybe start to throw something around in the house with it to get it to retrieve a little bit, but not expect too much.
Well, and again, when you're playing the retrieving, don't make it boring. I mean, if you get 4, 5, 6 real nice returns, quit. Put them up wanting more.
Good point. Okay. That's a good suggestion. And the other thing I was planning on doing is rewarding the dog with little treats when it did something perfect like that, what a good retrieve.
I don't have a problem with that. At some point in time, the treats will go away. But
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. To start off with that, that's fine.
I've always heard, you know, the way to a puppy's heart is through its stomach.
Well, that could be true.
I mean, it works for me, but I'm just saying, eventually I do want to get him away from that. That will go away. It's not something I want to get dependent on, but in the beginning, right, especially, I think that's a wonderful positive reinforcement, along with a lot of love, of course. But
I got one quick story for you on treats. I had a big Labrador, 90 pounds, and trying to get him into my dog trailer. Well, he wasn't going to go. And there's 3 of us guys. I mean, we've got this dog picked up off the ground, trying to put him in the trailer, and he's not going to go. This little gal comes over. She says, "You guys," she pulls out a treat, puts it in front of the dog's nose, throws it in the trailer, and the dog jumps right at
him. Way to a dog's heart is through its stomach.
Yep.
There you go. All right, so when we continue with Walt, I want to get into, well, basically the next steps. I mean, obviously, we want to talk about breaking them into the gun and just loud noises in general.
Yep.
And I want to talk about thunder and things like that. I mean, if they're used to that, or if you have a dog that has turned gun shy from something traumatic that happened.
Yep. Fireworks is the worst.
Yeah, there you go. And can we talk about that when we return in our next outdoor report?
Absolutely.
Walt's going to hang around with us from Black Duck Outfitters. We got another Rhodey training update coming for you. So stick around right here on The Outdoor Show.